My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Mavis asks Davin how he feels about Belinda. And is Joe upset? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Your kid is grown already." I go, "At six?" Mavis goes, "Yeah, soon she will be 16. I go, "In 10 years she'll be 16.
Soon she'll be 16.
Time to earn a living, sweet tits.
I know. She's like, get her out on the street already. She's six. No time like the present.
I go, "At six, she's a little girl." And then I go, "You disappeared. Did you leave me for another creep?"
LOL.
She goes, "No, I was losing connection. Hold on. Okay. She's back again." I say, "She's a busy girl." She goes, "What do you think of Belinda?" I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, What you think about her generally?" I go, that is very broad. Why do you ask? Just want to know. Right after the loose connection. All right, what do you think about this Belinda chick?
Yeah, that's really interesting. She disappeared, and then all of a sudden she's like, "Okay, let me fish for information from you."
Yeah. I go, "I'm just taken aback by the question. Right now I'm not too pleased, to be honest." She goes, "Why are you not pleased with her? What has she done wrong?" I go, "She was supposed to be online over 3 hours ago to chat with me. She was on briefly but did not say hello. It is not the first time it has happened. Kind of wish she would not do that to me. Wish she valued my time a bit more, like Kevin does."
Or a prize.
Yeah. At least he just comes right out and puts a dollar sign on it.
Sure, I can respect that. She goes, I go, "It kind of hurts me, but I guess there's nothing I can do about that." Sad emoticon.
Aw.
She goes, "Have you asked her why she does that?" I go, "It is always some excuse."
Mm-hmm.
She goes, and you don't believe what she tells you?" I go, "Sometimes I do. It doesn't matter. Either way, it happens a lot, and it does not make me feel good." She goes, "Does she know how you feel about that? Maybe it's not intentional." Well, son, we got a therapist here. Joe, you want to lay on the couch for this portion of the show? This is the girl you should have been with.
Ah.
Can't you lay down and type? She goes, "Maybe it's not intentional." I go, "Why the sudden interest in my relationship?" I have told her. I kind of joked about it. Either way, she can't help it, or she can. Either way, she does not care about me enough not to do it. She goes, Mavis goes, "I'm just curious. You know about me and your friend. Just want to know about you, too." I go, "Okay, she's a pretty girl. She could have a dozen other guys for all I know." She goes, "Don't you trust her?" "Not completely." She knows that. Mm. She says, "Okay, wish you two the best of luck." I go, "Thanks. Do you think her and I should be together?" She goes, "That's up to you. But from what I know, she's a good girl." I go, "Well, how well do you know her?" She goes, "I know her good enough to say that."
Hmm.
I go, "Don't you just know her from the internet?"
Yeah.
She goes, "Yeah." I go, "So you know her as well as I do."
And I'm listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. I go, "What has she done to make you think so highly of her?" She goes, "I've known her for some time now, and I trust my judgment. She even advised me to come clean, and that's what I did. That's good enough for me." Remember, the play is that Belinda told Mavis to stop horsing around on Dick El Dorado and to come and show her real pictures.
Right.
Because originally, our dear Mavis was a brunette. And then she got a little darker.
You know how ridiculous this is?
Sure, I'm aware of it.
I'm actually a little jealous and a little hurt.
That your scammer has moved on.
But then he's helping and stuff, you know?
But I'm doing right by you. What are you upset about?
I don't know. I've been doing the clips, and I've been thinking about the old times.
Have you been writing poetry again?
All I can say is check your spam filter, stupid. This could be you talking to your love.
Yeah.
But remember, you guys were just emails. You never had the Facebook chat going.
I know, but still we had something.
Are you a little upset? But are there a little pulse?
As Dick El Dorado, I am, because I'm lonely. I live in my basement with Mr. Whiskers. I've been through a lot.
It sounds like he's fortune telling.
It
sounds like what might happen in the next year.
Oh, wow.
That ain't funny.
Hot. But, I mean, forget about Dick El Dorado. I know the character would be, you know, I'm trying to do right. But as you, though, I mean, you were invested.
Oh, yeah. No, as me, no.
I don't think I believe you.
Ah.
I think a little part of you is a little upset with Jels.
You think just a little bit, right? So, all right. So you want it, right? So you go, all right. I'm a little as Joe Curry. I'm a little like, gee whiz. And then as you're progressing, I'm starting to put myself in Dick El Dorado's shoes.
Yes.
And is Dick El Dorado
I'm like bummed and depressed.
He's crushed.
I'm crushed.
But wait a minute. I've done right by Dick Eldorado the whole time. Remember, you're a fragile soul. She has to prove that her intentions are good.
So let's go with that. Is Dick Eldorado. Okay, I'm going to fragile
soul. I'm not banging your chick, so step off,
but
stupid.
But it sounds like you're chumming up with her and stuff like that. You're helping her find other guys.
Well, she's come clean. I don't want her to be killed.
Well, let me figure that out on my own. But Jesus Christ, I can't believe I'm doing this.
You're accusing fake Davin of cock-blocking you with your scammer.
But it's like...
But we've already... we've already...
Dick Eldorado. But if I was Dick Eldorado, which I am, but in hypothetically, if this was real, I'd be kind of pissed.
Dick Eldorado... Dick Eldorado is a schlub.
I know. It's a schlub. I'm a poor guy. Can you let me make my own decision to figure it out?
Dick Eldorado.
I can't believe we're having this conversation. That's fucking ridiculous.
Dick Eldorado has not communicated with Mavis since he found out that she was not who
because
she
claimed. Because you told me you would take care of it.
Because you were fucking up.
No. I was screwing up, but let me do it up. Everything we fight about, now we're fighting about this. Not even real. We're fighting about nothing.
Listen, Dick, and I mean that both ways. It can't be all poetry. This is serious. We've found out a lot, though, since I've taken over this story.
Yeah.
We've gotten her online. We've gotten the video thing. We found out more about the relationship with Belinda. We've had her on the run. We found that there's guys feeding her lunch. Dick Eldorado wasn't doing that.
We found out that you might be a murderer or a wizard.
But you guys knew that all along.
Yes. Both.
I'm sorry, Dick. He's upset.
I am upset.
Check your spam filter. This is what happens when you don't check your spam filter.
See how cold you are. That's all you have to say.
I know. You know,
you're screwing a friend over.
I'm not. No, that's
I
not
feel
right.
You are.
Oh, wait, how can he be screwing a friend over?
I haven't put the moves on her.
But the thing is, maybe.
And I could have her.
Maybe you should. I know you could. See?
Of course
see,
I can.
The true colors come out.
Really
I'm a poor guy. I got beaten up. I'm trying to sell cars. I live with my. I'm trying to settle my wife's estate. I got a stupid cat that's my only friend in the world. Apparently now I know he's my only friend in the world. And it's stupid.
Pip Helix, intervene. Have I done anything wrong? Has fake Davin done anything wrong?
You're trying to hook her up with other guys.
No! No, I don't want to get killed by a scammer.
Look at this. He's upset because you always kill the messenger, don't you? He's the one telling you that your girl is stepping out, and you're getting mad at him.
Yeah, really?
Yes, you're getting mad at him.
But I want to hear it for myself. I want to hear it from her.
You couldn't handle it.
I could,
You'd
too.
You'd probably club the cat.
You want to know something?
You can't handle the truth.
Maybe it's Dick Eldorado. Maybe I couldn't.
No, Dick Eldorado couldn't. He's a fragile soul.
Just thinking about the character.
And as you're like, well, I can't meet her. I know, because she's fake.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.